of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. After a short but furious battle, Tony Lowry and one section of his attacking force break through to relieve Jungle Jim, who, with his supply of ammunition almost exhausted, is hard-pressed to hold back the advancing horde of rebel natives. Another section of Tony's forces have worked their way around the base of the hill, and when the rebel natives fall back, they are cut down by a vicious crossfire, and the survivors flee in terror, closely pursued by the second half of Tony's forces. But the terrific ordeal Jim has been through has overtaxed his strength, and when the last of the danger is past, he collapses. Tony Lowry realizes at once that Jim's condition is serious, so he orders Jim and Kitty St. John rush back to Nahia while he rounds up the last of the rebels. So the stretcher bearers begin the long trek back, and the next day...
How are they bearing up under the strain of the journey, Wilson?
Not so good, I'm afraid.
Oh?
Neither Mr. St. John nor Jungle Jim Bradley have so much as moved an eyelid since we've started. They're both out like a light.
Well, it looks pretty bad, eh?
Sure does. I haven't a very extensive knowledge of medicine, but I know a raging fever when I see one, and both of those people have one. Mr. Lowry told me to watch their temperatures, and I've been doing it, but he didn't tell me what to do when they reached the danger point. And believe me, it's reached the danger mark now.
I've been watching those stretcher bearers very closely to see that they don't shake up the patients any more than is absolutely necessary, but this kind of travel's tough. Certainly ain't doing those sick people any good. Then what is there to do?
Isn't there any way we can speed up the travel at all? I'm afraid these people won't survive much longer.
I'm doing my best to push those native boys, but after all, they're only human. Got to have a certain amount of rest. Don't forget, they've been on the go pretty steadily, too, for the last 3 days. And if we push them too hard, they'll have to crack up.
Well, let's get a hold of Moana and see if he can't help speed things up. Remember, we'd better not try to even see Lowry again if we lose either one of these people.
Okay, I'll call him over. Here there. Moana, come over here, will you?
Moana, come double quick, Mr. Roberts. What happened, Mr. Roberts? White, Missy, nothing?
No, Moana. She's pretty far gone, so is this man. They're plenty sick. They're liable to die if we don't get them to the doctor pronto.
That'd be very, very bad, Mr. Roberts. Moana, very, very sorry, too, but what to do?
Well, that's it, Moana. Something's got to be done to speed up those boys of yours. They're going too slow. If you don't hurry to the doctor, these people will die, and you know what'll happen then. Mr. Lowry will take the hide off.
Yes, sir, Mr. Roberts. You know when people die. But boys do best they can now. Cannot run and carry stretcher or shake up sick people.
Yes, Moana. We know what you're up against, and we don't want you to run, but can't you get your boys to walk a little faster?
Ground very bad. No good trail here. Make slow trek, but Moana speak to boys. Moana fix it some way to make boys go faster.
That's the spirit. Tell the boys we're ready to start again, and let's see if we can't make Nahia and the doctor's place for sundown.
Very good, Mr. Roberts. We do it.
Late in the afternoon of the same day, Dr. Grimes and Lil anxiously await the coming of the party bearing Jim and Kitty St. John. Their one patient, Kolu, is well out of danger and able to talk a little now.
Yes, sirree, Kolu. We almost lost you this time. If it hadn't been for Dr. Grimes, you wouldn't be sitting up now.
Kolu will be very thankful to doctor and you, Missy Lil. I get hit first day I start journey to bring you the message. One native hiding on riverbank. He be pretty good shot. Hit Kolu first time. Then Kolo fall down, wait. Pretty soon he come, see if Kolo be dead. What? I fool him good. When he get close, I shoot him. Then I got up, start to run. But wound inside be bad.
No, I'll say it was bad. We still don't see how you ever made it.
What happened to Tuan Jim and Missy St. John?
Oh, they're coming in today. The rebellion is all over. They've cleaned up the rest of the natives.
That be good. Good. Kolo be very happy. See Tuan Jim again.
Well, it'll be 2 or 3 days before you'll get the chance. You see, Jim is very tired and he has to get a lot of rest. Besides, you've got to be kept quiet too, you know. Oh, hello, Doctor. Come over and take a look at your prize patient. Doing pretty well, isn't he?
A little too well, I'm afraid. Still isn't strong enough to sit up for very long at a time. Some very bad strain on that side of his, so you'd better have him lie down again. Besides, I want to see you. It's important.
Okay, Doctor, I'll be right with you. Now then, Kolo, you heard what the doctor said. So down you go again. Remember, no more sitting up until he says so. We don't want anything to happen to you now. I'll drop in again later. Bye, Kolo.
Goodbye. Thank you, Missy Lil. Well, our two new patients will be here very soon. Wilson and Roberts are heading the party, bringing them in. They sent word ahead to have everything ready. They're making all possible speed. Both Mrs. St. John and Jim are in pretty bad shape, according to the reports.
Have they any idea what's wrong with them?
What you'd call jungle fever, probably. Oh. They had a 4-day trek through the jungle without food or rest. So hot now, it's very bad, very dangerous. Probably got a hold of some bad water. And with their systems a wreck from the terrific pressure they've been under, the fever has got a strong hold on them.
That sounds pretty bad, Doctor.
Yes, bad enough. Bad enough, but nothing as serious as the narrow escape your man Kolo had. It's going to be a fight, all right. But I don't think we'll have anywhere near the trouble we've just been through.
Oh, I didn't mention anything to Kolo about Jim's condition. Well, Kolo, you know, worships Jim, and if he had any idea of Jim's condition, we'd have a battle keeping him in bed.
Oh, I see. Well, it looks as though we're running a real hospital here now, Mr. Ville. And I'm certainly lucky to have your services just when I need them. You've been wonderful through all this.
Dr. Grimes! Oh. Here we are, Dr. Grimes.
What?
Get your bears to bring the two patients in.
Good.
Where do you want them?
I have Mr. Bradley here go in the second room on your left down the hall there.
Right.
And Mrs. St. John goes in the next room.
All right, sir.
All right, Mr. Ville, will you take care of Mrs. St. John while I work on Jim? Everything is ready for them.
All right, Moana. Bring the lady in here.
Follow me. I'll show you where to go.
Very good. Bring the lady here. All right. Bring her. All right. Take it easy there.
How's your patient, Mr. Ville? Resting easy now?
Yes, Doctor. She's very quiet indeed, but I suppose it's too early to tell yet.
A little, yes. Although we're having a little luck with Jim Bradley.
Oh, well, that's certainly good news, Doctor. How is he?
Very delirious, high fever, and restless. Keeps on talking. A lot of it is unintelligible, but most of it seems to center around Mrs. St. John.
Mrs. St. John? Kitty?
Yes, yes, he keeps calling for her and repeating her name. Mumbles instructions about her every few minutes.
That's the fever working on his mind, I suppose.
Naturally. You see, during the past month or 6 weeks that Jim and Kitty have been thrown very close together.
Yes, I know.
And Kitty, of course, is not like you, a person used to the dangers and rough adventures life in the jungle, so there was only one thing to do. That is, put all her trust and confidence in Jim.
Of course.
She looked to him as her protector, her only salvation. And Jim, of course, besides being brave and resourceful, is a very chivalrous and sympathetic person. Kitty, in all her helplessness, struck a responsive chord of sympathy in Jim. Naturally, two people alone, faced with many dangers, they became very close.
Yes, I see what you mean, Doctor.
That's how Kitty became so firmly impressed upon Jim's mind. And now, even in a delirious state of fever, her name is uppermost in his mind.
Yes, I understand that perfectly. And now, Doctor, do you mind if I take the night watch tonight? I'd like to... Well, watch Jim.
Well, I didn't want to saddle you with all that work, but tell you the truth, I didn't feel exactly comfortable about having one of the native women keep watch for us.
Oh, don't worry about me, Doctor. I'm strong. I can stand it. I wouldn't sleep very well with Jim in his present condition.
Lil was visibly disturbed over what the doctor had said about Jim. She felt little pangs of fear and jealousy and wondered whether Jim had perhaps become strongly attached to Kitty during their sojourn in the jungle. For 3 nights she kept watch over Jim, and her suspicions were strengthened by Jim's constant mention of Kitty's name, his delirious fears for her safety. Even in his fear-ridden condition, his mind appeared to always be concerned with Kitty. Then his fever broke, and he regained full consciousness and was able to recognize Lil when she brought in his tray.
Oh, it's you, Lil.
Yes, Jim. You're feeling much better now. You've been a pretty sick man.
Yes, but Kitty, what happened to her?
Well, she's here in the next room.
Oh, thank heaven she's safe. But she was ill. Very ill. How is she? How is she, Lil?
She's all right, Jim. Coming along fine.
Oh, I'm glad. Ever so glad of that. Now I can sleep again. Sleep.
Why? Hello, Lil. I was looking for you. But... Why, what in the world's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. I'm a little tired, that's all. Excuse me, Tony.
Why, certainly, Lil. But when I got back this morning, I had a little talk with the doctor. He's rather worried about you. Afraid you've been overworked. Tells me you've been at it day and night. You've been a tremendous help to him.
Don't worry about me, Tony. I'm all right.
No, I don't think you are, Lil. I agree with Doc Grimes, and after seeing you just now, I don't mind telling you I'm worried, too. Now, you've got to quit this job right now. Go to bed and get some rest. Why, your nerves are played out.
Nonsense, Tony. I'm all right, I tell you. Besides, who's going to take care of Jim and Kitty?
Oh, I fixed all that. Wilson put the radio in shape again, and we got through to one of the nearby islands. They're rushing help over today. Two nurses and a doctor are coming in by seaplane to relieve you and Dr. Grimes. He's going to stay on the job until they get here, but you are going to bed.
Don't be an alarmist, Tony. There's nothing wrong with me. My nerves are perfectly all right.
No, I don't believe it, Lil. Once more, I think there's something besides overwork that's got you. Hmm? Now, what is it, Lil?
Nothing that anyone can do anything about but myself. My problem. I'll work it out.
And turning her head away to hurriedly brush aside a tear, Lil pushes past Tony Lowry and walks quickly down the hall. Tony stands for a moment shaking his head. Suddenly, a gleam of understanding lights his eyes. He gazes slowly at Jim's room, then at Kitty's, and quickly follows Lil. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in. Thank you.